everything that's listed in Deuteronomy 28. He took everything. You can't come up with any bad thing that's not under the curse. He took it in himself for you and me so that we can have the blessing.
God never intended for you to live under the curse of sin, sickness, poverty, and fear. Join Gloria Copeland today on The Believer's Voice of Victory as she describes the abundant life Jesus has provided and how to enjoy living free from the curse. Here's Gloria.
The scripture says that Jesus redeemed us from the curse. How did he do it? Being made a curse for us. So he took, when he went to the cross, and he was made sin. He took the whole curse, every sickness, every disease, every kind of poverty, everything that's listed in Deuteronomy 28. He took everything. You can't come up with any bad thing that's not under the curse. He took it in himself for you and me so that we can have the blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the blessing for us in the church, those of us who are born again and have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and that's the only place to be, by the way, all that bad stuff's been dealt with. You need to know what's under that curse because you've been redeemed from it. That's Deuteronomy 28. There's the blessing and the curse. We've been redeemed from the curse that the blessing could come upon us. Jesus took, Jesus was made a curse for us, the scripture says, that we might be made the righteousness of God. I'm telling you, this scripture, these scriptures tell you, make you realize a whole lot more what happened and what a big deal it is that you've been born again. When you were born again, when you made Jesus the Savior, the Redeemer, the Lord of your life, you got born over on the inside, got a new spirit, got rid of sin, but you also got rid of the whole curse. The whole curse is just like, you know, we've been taught that we've been made righteous or that sin's gone, but all the whole curse is gone for you and me if we've made Jesus the Lord of our lives. So when Ken and I are believing God and, you know, we occasionally have to stand for our healing just like you do. We get on that scripture. No, you're not flu, you're not. Are you here on the television? There's a flu epidemic. Always talk back to the TV when you need to. You say, you're not coming on me, flu. And somebody might think, well, I'd be afraid to say that. Well, you need to get in your Bible more and get under some good teaching and get rid of fear. Because if you've been born again, you've been redeemed from the flu, from the sickness, from the disease, from the poverty. Every bad thing's under the curse. You and I, so you could say that you and I that are in Christ Jesus, we've made him Lord, we've been born again. We have been redeemed from every bad thing. Glory to God. We've been redeemed from our kids being stolen. We've been redeemed from people stealing from us. We've been redeemed from every sickness and disease. We've been redeemed from poverty. Hallelujah. Oh, man, was I glad to know that. Praise God. It's a marvelous thing to be redeemed. Jesus is the healer. Hallelujah. Let's start off with Proverbs. Since this is what we're doing today, let's start off with Proverbs 4:20. This is a very familiar scripture. How many of you know you have to keep reading familiar scriptures? You don't just read a scripture once and say, I read it. You read a scripture all your life and say, I read scripture. I read my Bible. So Proverbs 4:20 tells us a lot about our life, how to live. And it says, well, I'm going to start up here let's start with verse 10. Here, and it's good to read the whole thing, so you might, Well, let's start with verse 8. You might go back later, as you probably know this chapter very well. But verse 8 in the Amplified says, prize wisdom highly and exalt her. She will exalt and promote you and bring you to honor when you embrace her. In other words, all the things that I've just said to you that already belong to us, when you prize wisdom and you get in the Word of God, you get to walk in that. You get to walk in long life. You get to walk in the blessing, hallelujah, not the curse. She shall give to your head a wreath of gracefulness. We just look better when we walk in wisdom. A crown of beauty and glory. All the women like this. Crown of beauty and glory will she deliver to you. I've got here in my margin, you look better. Glory to God. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings. Now listen, and the years of your life shall be many. So we know through the Word, we have scriptures like this that tie long life to the words and receiving the Word of God. It's God's will for us to be prosperous, in other words. It's God's will for us to have peace, to be blessed. The years of your life shall be many when you prize wisdom highly and exalt her. Now, we believe in healing. We believe in prosperity. We believe in living in peace. But if we don't have the wisdom of God, we don't have anything to nail our beliefs to. We have to know that the Word says Jesus is made unto us wisdom, or some other scripture that says wisdom belongs to us. We don't get that just because the Bible says it. We have to get it in our eyes, in our ears, in our heart, and back out our mouth and take it. I believe I have wisdom. When you come up against a situation and it's you don't know what to do, and maybe fear tries to come on you, lean back on that wisdom. Say, Lord, and this New Testament says Jesus is made unto us wisdom. Glory to God. So we should never be in the dark. We're children of the light, children of wisdom, and it belongs to us. I have taught you, this is the father, this is Solomon speaking to his sons, I have taught you in the way of skillful and godly wisdom, which is comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God. I have led you in the paths of right uprightness. And of course, Proverbs is the wisdom of Solomon written down that he got from God. When you walk in wisdom and insight, when you walk, your steps shall not be hampered. This is the Amplified. Your path will be clear and open. And when you run, you shall not stumble. We've got some advantages, church. We've got some help walking down here. Glory to God. We've got wisdom. We've got help. And so verse 13 says, take firm hold of instruction. Do not let her go. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Now, some of you are probably new in the Word, and you haven't been walking in it very long, but I'm telling you, we've been doing it about 50 years, and life just gets better and better and better when you take the Word of God and flow with it instead of flow against it. Before you got born again, the things in the Word you were flowing against. But now after you get born again, and especially after you get filled with the Holy Spirit, and you begin to have the teaching of the Spirit, you should begin to make adjustments to flow in line with the blessing of God. If you study the blessing was for the obedient people. The curse was for those outside the blessing. The curse was everywhere. But through the blessing, the children of Israel could come out from under the curse. They could come out from under sickness and disease. They could come out from under being conquered by their enemy. When they got out of that curse and they started doing what God said by walking in the commandments, they had victory. And you can look at their history. When they didn't do that, they didn't have victory. Well, you could look at our history. Yours and mine. When we don't walk with God, success and victory are not guaranteed. Somebody said, well, yeah, I don't know God, but I'm wealthy, I've got this, I've got that, I'm successful. What about peace? Do you have peace? Do you have love? Do you have love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control? If you have that and success, you are a rich person. Glory to God. But you don't get those other things. You might make some money, but you don't get those other things without walking with God. Hallelujah. So in Psalm 109, 17 through 20, I won't read it all, but in Psalm 109, here's what it says. He loved cursing, so let it come upon him. Do you know that was in the scripture? He loved cursing, so let it come upon him. We live in a day when cursing abounds. People didn't used to curse like they do. Well, they always curse, but I'm not talking about on a grand scale. I'm telling you, when they said that word and gone with the wind, that one word that holds back water, I mean, it hit the wall. People got stirred up about it. They probably went to the movie to see it, but at any rate, that was a big deal. And think about how people talk in our generation. Awful things, terrible things. They hardly even have, some people hardly even have the English language. They just curse. Sin stops the blessing. It's opposite of the blessing. So cursing would stop the blessing. Sin stops the blessing. Our words against the blessing stop it. So it says, he loved cursing, let it come upon him. Our generation is, they're big on cussing. I'm telling you, they don't curse, they cuss. They're big on it. We're not big on it. We don't say that. You know what? What cursing? What is that? What is that? You're calling down a curse on something. When you say damn, you're calling down a curse on something. And it's you, if you said it. You're not hurting the other person. Glory to God. So these things are real. But thank God we know, we understand what's happening. We understand how to walk. We understand that our words are important. And we get one of the first things we learn in this flow of the Spirit is it's important what you say. You get what you say. When Ken and I were so broke, as somebody said, so broke we couldn't pay attention. And we had bills we couldn't pay. Guess what we talked about? Bills we couldn't pay. But then after a little while, we began to hear about faith. And we began to find out about Mark 11. And that we get what we say. So we started, we got all of our bills and we called them paid. Paid. We call these bills paid. We found out you can talk to money. Money, come to me now. Did you forget about that? Did you ever know that? I mean, that's right. Money, come to me now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It took us 11 months. We didn't have anything of any value. We lived in a little rent house with the early Goodwill furniture, and we had an old car, but it ran, and we had debt. So when we started listening to Kenneth Hagin finding out how to walk by faith, we took off after that debt, get rid of debt. Took us 11 months to get out of debt. And then the Lord taught us how to stay out. And so for most of the years, except maybe something at the beginning of it, when we found out about debt is a curse and we found out that we didn't have to be in it, we just did a turn and we found out how to believe God. That's the thing that changed it. We took off after paying off those bills, paying off everything that we owed. Took us 11 months. Then and we had to believe God for a house, a car. We didn't have a decent house or a decent car or clothes or anything. But the same thing was true. We took off in that direction with the Word of God, believing we were redeemed from the curse and lack and poverty. And in 11 months, we were up to even. That's good when you've been in debt. Glory to God. And we stayed out of debt. Then we started, we believed God for all the time we would believe for healing. But sickness was not a big problem for us at that time. And whenever any symptoms would come, we would say, no, you don't. You're not coming on me. So with it, we started believing, you know, for the things, the house, a car, and so on. And all these years have come and gone, and we have not lacked. And here's the big thing, God's no respecter of persons. If you would do what we did on the Word of God, you could come to that place. And many of you already have. How many of you have already come to the place where you've been acting on the Word long enough to have all your needs met, your desires met? See that? It works, church. But you have to start off on it and do it. Amen? And the same thing is true where your health's concerned. The Word of God, we're taught that the Word is medicine to our flesh. Ken and I both spend time in the Word every day. You don't have to spend hours and hours, but spend some time in the Word. Feed your spirit. Put the Word in your eyes and your ears. And take it. That's medicine. The deal is, this is the deal. You can get healed and prosperous at the same time. You don't have to say, okay, on Tuesday I'm gonna do finance scriptures, and on Wednesday I'm gonna do healing scriptures. No, you just do. You just take the Word of God. You believe. You receive it when you pray. You take your finances the same day you take your healing, and it manifests. Now, some of you don't believe that. But I would never, she believes, I would never lie to you. So you and I, we've already been delivered. We've already been healed. We've already been pronounced righteous. All we have to do is receive it if we haven't received it already. We've already been made prosperous. Why is that? How can I say that? Because poverty's under the curse. You look in Deuteronomy. You find out what's under the curse, and you'll find out there's no bad thing anywhere else. The whole curse, everything. Poverty has been taken care of. Jesus took care of it when he was made sin. Glory. He bore our sins. He bore our sicknesses. He bore poverty. Glory. He bore strife and all the things that would upset you and keep your mind and your body in turmoil. He bore the whole curse. Everything bad's under the curse. Jesus bore the whole curse. Therefore, I've been delivered from the curse. Everything good belongs to me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Everything good belongs to you if you're in Christ Jesus, because Jesus has redeemed us from the curse. Hallelujah. Psalm 91 says, no evil and no plague shall come near the dwelling of the man who serves the Lord. No evil, no plague. All of our diseases healed. That's in this life. Don't put it off till the next life. That's in this life. Glory. You can have a good car right now. Glory to God. It won't be quite as good, but it'll be good. So all of our diseases we've been delivered from. Now, I think in talking about being sickness-free and curse-free, we used to have a thing on our TV, they don't make them anymore, they should, that took the curse words out of television. And it was called a curse-free. Little thing you attach and it just took them out, which was great. But they don't make it anymore. But we live curse-free. We can live curse-free. You and I, if you're in Christ Jesus, we can live curse-free. Takes all the bad things out. Just like that little machine did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If we'll do it right, you got to get, once you get born again, filled with the Spirit, and you need to be filled with the Spirit, or you won't have the insight and the revelation that you need, really. But once you do that, and you begin to walk in what God says to you in the Word of God, and you begin to make changes, don't wait for the preacher to preach it to you. If you see in the Word of God that you're missing something, make a change right then. It says people die too young or for lack of discipline in Proverbs 5:21 through 23 in the Amplified. So we become disciplined. Why are we called disciples? Because we are disciplined to what God says is right. Amen? Hallelujah. And what he says is right works blessing. So who wouldn't want in on it? They would. Everybody in the world would want to get saved if they understood the blessing that comes from making Jesus the Lord of their lives. Everybody, nobody would turn it down. Next scripture, Psalm 92, 12. Let me look this up now. I've got 92. I'm looking at the wrong place. 92, 12. The uncompromisingly righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Don't you like that? Be long-lived. Long life is definitely in the scripture. We can have long life if we'll do it God's way. Long-lived, stately, upright, useful, and fruitful. That's us. They shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon, majestic, stable, durable, incorruptible, planted in the house of the Lord. That's us, church, if we're word people. That word people are people who do what the word says. Planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. Growing in grace or favor and grace, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap of spiritual vitality and rich in verdure of love, of trust, love, and contentment. These people are living memorials to show that the Lord is upright and faithful to his promises. Did you know if you're a word person walking in victory, you're a living memorial? To show that the Lord really cares about his people, to show that he can heal, to show that he does heal, that he does prosper, that he does bless, that he brings peace. They are, you and I are, if we're on the word and living the life, we are living memorials to show that the Lord is upright and faithful to his promises. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're not going to die for lack of discipline. We're going to be disciples. We're going to do what the word says. And when we do what the word says, we walk in the blessing that it talks about. I mean, it's a win-win deal here. Glory to God. And so we're going to finish strong. We're going to live long and finish strong. Growing in grace, they shall bring forth fruit in old age. They're living memorials to show that the Lord is upright and faithful to his promise. Hallelujah. That's us. I guess what I'm saying today is keep yourself in a place of faith. In other words, keep yourself in the place of believing. Don't let the news, people, anybody else talk you out of your place of safety and security by believing in the Word of God and believing what God says and that he'll take care of you. People start talking about jobs, you know, you can't get a job. Well, you can get a job. God's got probably the best job you ever had. If you need a job, start believing him. Not just for a job, believe for the best job I ever had. I believe I received the best job I've ever had. Lord, put me in a place where I'll just fit in there and be able to do what needs to be done. I believe I receive it, and I have it. And then what do? You talk you have it. You say I have it. Somebody calls and asks, have you got your job yet? Say, no, not yet. No, don't say that. Say, well, I believed I've received it, and it's mine. Don't let people talk you into talking unbelief. They don't know any better. You know better. Hallelujah. Amen? You get your healing yet? I believe I've received my healing. I have it. It's manifested now in Jesus' name. You're the one they'll call when they need help. It's in Psalm 91, it says, I'm not going to quote it, you know it, but Psalm 91 says, no evil and no plague shall come nigh your dwelling. Now, I like that scripture. I stand on that. No evil and no plague, no sickness, in other words, shall come nigh my house. Or we'd say here in Texas, no sickness will come near my place. No, no, no. I've been redeemed. You need to study your redemption. Even if we know it well, we need to restudy our redemption and keep it at the forefront of our thoughts because we've been redeemed from the whole curse. There's nothing bad out here in the world that Jesus didn't bear for us. It's our redemption is ours. Just like we've been redeemed from sin, we've been redeemed from poverty. We've been redeemed from fear. We've been redeemed from all bad things. Hallelujah. Already. It's already been done. We just have to take it, receive it, take it. Amen. We have to take it and say it. That woman with the issue of blood, she said it. She said, I will be healed. And she got healed. Amen. Glory to God. When I touch that garment, she said, I'll be made whole. Or some such words as that, depending on what translation you read. I shall be whole. I shall be healed. I shall be made whole. And so we need to do that same type thing in our finances, in our children. My children are taught of the Lord. My children serve God. My children are healed. My children are whole. My children are full of faith. Whatever you want them to be, call them that. You don't have to ask their permission. Just call them that in Jesus' name. Amen. Church, we got victory. This is a victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And whatever we apply that faith to, we get it. Hallelujah. We get it. We get it. Glory to God.
As Gloria was describing today, sin has brought a curse into this world, but it's not God's will for you and I to experience any part of this curse in our lives. Jesus came to redeem you and I from the curse so that we could experience a life that is worth living. And that is a life that is filled with the blessing of God. Now, to help you learn more about that, we're going to offer you this teaching series by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland called Living in Prosperity. It's an 8-CD set. And the world, of course, thinks that prosperity just means making a lot of money. But God's definition is so much more than that. He said in 3 John verse 2, I desire that you prosper in every way and enjoy good health even as your soul prospers. So what does it mean for your soul to prosper? You need to find out, and that's what these messages are going to help you discover. It's this complete picture of how God wants to bless you and your family. Now, the good thing about having these on CDs is you can listen to them in your car on the way to and from work. You can turn that boring commute into a time that will absolutely transform the way you think. And so we've put the ordering information on your screen. So just call us or visit our website and order your copy of Living in Prosperity. You need to get a hold of these things and watch as they transform you from the inside out. Thanks so much for joining us today. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. This week's broadcast is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Be sure to order your copy of the CD set, Living in Prosperity. Learn God's definition of prosperity in your life. To order, call us at 800-600-7395 or go to our website at kcm.org/TV special. Order your copy today and let these teachings help you live in victory.